August 17, 1927, everything which is done in the divine will becomes universal property. What it means to go around in the divine works. My living in the divine will is continuous, and while I was following its innumerable acts, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, everything which the creature does in my divine will is universal property." In fact, since my will is property of God, everything which is done in the divine fiat becomes divine property. And since the Supreme Being, by nature, by right, by creative power, as the creator of all things, is the only universal owner of everything, everything that the soul does in my will acquires universal rights, and everything that is rendered universal becomes property of all. So, everyone can take that which is rendered universal. More so, since in giving themselves to all, the universal properties of God never decrease. They give and they lose nothing. Does the sun perhaps lose anything by giving its light to all? Or, do creatures enjoy its light less because all of them receive it? The sun loses nothing, and creatures enjoy its light just as much, whether there were one creature alone, or it is all of them who receive it. Does God perhaps lose anything because he gives himself to all? Or, do creatures receive less because he is the God of all? Not at all, neither one nor the other lose anything. Now, what glory, what honor does the soul who lives in my will and operates in it not give me, as she lays her acts within the universal properties of God, in such a way that, more than sun, all can take the goods of her acts? And what glory is it not for her, as, more than sun, she invests all, and with her light goes around all to feed them her light, her acts, her love? At that moment I saw as if beloved Jesus were setting off to leave me, and I cried out loudly, "Jesus, what are you doing? Do not leave me, for I don't know how to live without you." And Jesus, turning to me, told me, "My daughter, can I leave my divine will, my acts, my possessions? I cannot. Therefore, do not fear, for I do not leave you. And I, yet, my love, you'll leave me." How many times I go round and round throughout the whole creation and I do not find you. Then I continue my round through all your works of redemption, hoping to find the one whom I love, but in vain. I reach even into the seas of the acts of the Sovereign Queen, thinking that you may be there with our Mama, but, no, my searches end up in the sorrow of not finding you. So much so, that the thought comes to me of not going around in all your works when I do not find the one who gives me life and is everything to me. And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, added, "My daughter, if you do not do your complete round in all our works and in those of the Queen of Heaven, do you know what it means to go around in the creation and everything that belongs to us? It means to love, to appreciate, to possess our works, and I would not feel fully happy if I saw that the little daughter of my will does not possess what I possess, and is not aware of, nor enjoys all my riches. I would find many voids in you, which are not in me. Voids of complete love, voids of light, voids of full knowledges of the works of your Creator. So, your happiness would not be full, and not finding the fullness of everything in you, I would feel your voids and your halved happiness. In the same way, if our Queen Mama saw that you do not possess her seas of graces, she would feel that her little daughter is not fully rich, nor happy. My daughter, to have one single divine will as life and not to possess the same things cannot be. Wherever it reigns, the divine will wants to possess everything that belongs to it. It does not want disparity. Therefore, you must possess within yourself what it possesses in me and in the Virgin Queen, and your going around in all its works serves as confirmation of its reigning in you. And besides, don't you yourself know how many things you learn in going around in all the works of my supreme fiat? And as many things as it manifests to you, so many possessions does it give you. If one who lives in our will did not possess all our goods, it would happen as to a father who is rich and happy, while his son does not enjoy all his riches and is not happy like him. Would this father not feel the fullness of his happiness break because of his son? This will be the basis, the substance, the beautiful characteristic of the kingdom of my divine fiat, one the will, one the love, one the happiness, one the glory between creator and creature.